Crashbox Customs on your social media, all your diorama display needs, and Mezco stuff. So, and I'm in the realm also.
Realm.
Send your realms in. You fucks that are in here tonight didn't send me a realm.
Hey, I sent you my.
Record it now.
yeah, record it and send it to me.
Yeah. What are we supposed to do?
Oh, you're supposed to pay attention to the Facebook group.
Oh.
Awesome. No, just record yourself on your phone just saying realm.
Okay.
And chris.pinkerton@gmail.com. That's with a K, because that's what my mama named me. So. See, I got in my shit anyway.
What's up, everybody? Harrick and BX here, and welcome back to Verbally Challenged. Got some friends here with me today. Let's introduce them. First up, Brian Brink. How are you today?
Yo, what's up, guys? Long time no see.
It's been so long. All right. Chris Pinkerton, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, party people? How are we doing?
Very good.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for being here tonight, brother.
Hey, thank you for having me.
No problem. Next up, Energon Addict. What's going on, Pop?
Yo, what's up? Good to be here.
Thanks for hopping on, man. And for the first time, I got him. I pulled him in. The original meatbag himself, JD. What's happening?
What's up, meatbags? How are we? I didn't get to do that on the last show.
I know. Shout out to technical difficulties. You got to get rid of those Apple products, man. You know, go Samsung. Samsung's taking over the world. That's what you got to do. Thanks for joining me here on Verbally Challenged, guys. Really, really appreciate it. And have some fun. Just talk about the past week. I know Chris had an interesting week last week. I actually got to spend a good amount of time with him unexpectedly. It was really cool experience. Chris, you've been traveling a lot. You do that for work purposes, correct?
Yeah. So, you know, the last job I had, I was down in Alabama, and I covered Alabama, Tennessee, Mississippi, and Arkansas. So I didn't see any of this group much. And, you know, I got to see Deluxe Baldwin out in Little Rock sometimes, and that was really it as far as anybody that's really involved with our clique here, so to speak.
I remember when you used to post those pictures too. Yeah, oh, you used to see Matt a lot. Yeah,
we always had a good time when we were out there. You know, we go toy hunting and eat dinner and just goof off, and you know, he'd take me to some of his old haunts, his old comic shops in the middle of nowhere to find, you know, loose legends or G2 Transformers or what have you that they happen to have. But yeah, moving up here, man, you know, we moved to Maryland from Alabama last year, and I got a new job. That's why we moved. And I'll just be honest with you, the community that we've built here was one of the main reasons I moved, because I can literally go anywhere in the territory I cover, which is Maryland, DC, Delaware, Northern Virginia, New Jersey, and New York City, and I can put out the bat signal and it's like, hey, anybody want to kick it tonight? And almost always have somebody say, yeah, you want to come hang out, or I'll get an invite. Hey, you want to come over? This, that, and the third. So it's awesome that I have a job that I can travel, and I have friends all over the place that I can kick it with.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's pretty dope. I mean, it's good to see you. I mean, it seems like you're going to might be coming to New York pretty regularly, maybe in the future. So it's going to be nice to know that we can hang out every couple of months or so.
Yeah, now the thing that needs to happen is you fucks need to get together
at the same time, right?
Well, yeah, listen, what I said is, how come it takes the country mouse coming to town for all the city mice to get together? You know, you guys get to hang out. And I've always said that about just guys, like all the ETR guys that are in Jersey. Why don't you guys not see each other more than at conventions?
Mm-hmm. So. It's definitely true, like bringing that up. But I think it's just the thing, like we kind of just take it for granted, just being here in close proximity. Like it's like if just being here in New York, I live here in the Bronx, and I don't take advantage of everything New York has to offer, like going to the Met or, you know, the Empire State Building or, you know, Freedom Tower. Like there's so many things to do that tourists actually come here to take vacations and to see the city and to do all these things. And you know, I don't do a fraction of it, you know, and it does take somebody like you to come out of your element and to come visit, to kind of draw all of us out in the open. You know, it's weird, but it's funny. You know?
It's true though. I've never even heard of the place you had that show at that you guys went to. I didn't even know that existed. The Brooklyn Expo Center. Didn't even know about it. No clue. I know Barclays Center. I don't know about the Brooklyn Expo Center, though.
Yeah.
It's not a big place. It's definitely not a big place. But it was.
Yeah. I also wonder what they do to bring people there. You know, might not be in your wheelhouse.
So it's funny. I heard you guys say something about it earlier. Jose, was it in Williamsburg?
Yeah.
If you know anything about the history of Williamsburg, right? So that's where my parents basically grew up, well, my dad at least, right? It was like a primarily Jewish neighborhood, like in the 60s and 70s. And, you know, it became a big Hispanic community after a while. I remember being there in the 80s and 90s, and it wasn't the nicest place to be. Like, it really wasn't. Like, I wasn't allowed out past 8 o'clock. It changed. That place has become like yuppie city. A lot of food places opened up, a lot of businesses. It's a lot different there now. So I could see why they would do a show like that there.
Yeah, I was actually mentioning that to Brian and Chris when we were walking around and got back to that, you know, the area around where we ate, like with Robert D on Thursday. You know, it's changed a lot. Like, it was a lot more hood, a lot more ghetto, and they've come in, they've rebuilt, you know, businesses have come in, they've gentrified the area like a lot. And Robert D was calling it like Hipsterville, I guess. You know what I'm saying? It's basically like what it is.
Yep.
You know, but in a way, it's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? You don't want the crime. You don't want the dirtiness. And I mean, there's still plenty of that, you know, when you look around. You could tell where you could see some bit of the old compared to the new there. But I think it is a great thing, fixing up the area. So events like this can be hosted there and people will come out and go to them, you know?
Yep.
So you came up on Wednesday. You do anything on Wednesday night? I know you didn't get the chance to do anything with anybody in the realm, right?
Yeah, nobody hit me up. I actually, shout out to Ronan Kaufman. He did hit me up, but I just couldn't get out to see him. He's in I think he's in Jersey City, which it's not too far. But let's be honest, everything's too far, really. If you're from Alabama and you come to the big city, but I went to Dinosaur Barbecue across the street from a hotel, literally across the street, and it was
freaking phenomenal.
I had a hankering to watch Solo again, so I Google searched and found some movie theater and walked. It's probably about a mile and a half walk. Okay. Nothing. Light work, right, Jose?
That's light stuff.
Light work. And I went and saw it again in this little quaint theater. It was super hipster town. I mean, literally, I felt like I needed to sing a poem about my vegan bicycle when I walked through the door. Of the theater. they had kale chips instead of popcorn. And no, it wasn't quite that bad. They actually did have popcorn. But it was a really cool little theater. Like, you had to go upstairs, and the room was, I don't know, it was nowhere near the size of the theaters we're used to, but they had, you know, they had reclining seating in there, and then it was about 75% full on a Wednesday night, which apparently still isn't enough for that poor movie. But yeah, that was awesome. I had a good time being in the city, and the city is very it's very enchanting if you've never been there for a long time, just because everything's so close, you know. I mean, growing up where I grew up, you had to have a car to go anywhere. You couldn't walk to do anything because there was nowhere to go. Even where I live now, I mean, I couldn't, there's nowhere to walk. I think the closest store is like 2 miles away.
Yeah, everything is so spread out.
To be able to literally walk to the movie theater and walk to dinner and walk to the grocery and a train being right there that can take me to all these other magical places in the city.
Yep. They say it's the fastest way to get around the city. Like, it almost doesn't make sense to have a car. Like, it's definitely convenient to do the things you want to do. But I mean, when you're doing things in Midtown, it doesn't make sense. Parking, they'll rape you. You know what I'm saying? And you're not going to find a spot like on the street. Like, those are few and far in between. So
listen, at the hotel I stayed at, it was $36 a night to park at the hotel. Oh, and you had to reserve a spot.
Yep. You see?
And even if you stayed there, it was $36 a night?
Yeah, and it wasn't even covered or in a garage. It was literally just the lot behind.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's terrible. Doing you in. See, checked into the hotel and they're raping you. They're fucking parking. That's terrible.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I mean, I forget who I was talking to, maybe Chris, it was you or somebody. I was like, but the only reason why you need a car in the city is so you can get out. I mean, other than that, I mean, maybe have one nice to haul groceries around, or, you know.
Hey, you don't need that because they fucking deliver everything.
That's true.
They deliver, yeah.
But that's just it. Like, you know, being now in Long Island. Being in Queens, you're like 15 minutes from the city, where I lived, at least.
You're in the boonies now.
Now I'm in the, you know, somewhat the boonies. You know, people say, oh, you know, well, just go to the city. I'm not going to city, because if I drive to the city, it's going to take me an hour and a half to get there. I'm going to sit in traffic once I'm there. It's going to take me an hour and a half to get back. And that's just because of traffic. You know, it's not mm-hmm. the distance, mm-hmm. you know? So it's like, what's the point? I'd rather just order something out here or do something out here. So we do miss out on a lot. Like Jose said, you take it for granted.
I mean, Chris, didn't you look it up? Like when after me, you and Robert were done hanging on Thursday night, I think it said from where we were in Brooklyn, you know, 12 miles to get to my home in the Bronx, but it was still saying about over an hour to get home or something like that.
Yeah, man, it just boggles my mind that it's that far to get anywhere. I mean,
yeah, the amount of time it takes
it's
to
like,
get
oh, it's only like short distances. It's only 5-6 miles. Well, it's 2 hours. Like I drove out to Yonkers for one of the work appointments I had, and it took like an hour and a half to go 14 miles. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you just want to fucking blow your head off, man. It's fucking ugh. You know, well, Thursday night was fun. I got to hook up with you and Robert D at the Korean barbecue spot called Insa. That place was pretty interesting.
Yeah, so, you know, I'd been there before. Dave and I had gone with Robert once before. Korean barbecue, if you've never done it, is somewhat of an experience into itself.
So at the karaoke party you guys had.
Yeah, so the karaoke party afterwards. Funny, it's all the same place. So they do the karaoke in the back of the Korean barbecue restaurant. So. And shout out to Robert. He's an incredible host.
Great guy, man.
Yeah. Awesome. Super, super great guy.
Yo, Chris, did you have that chicken?
Ask Jose.
Oh my God, that I brought some to Jesse, dude, and I made her a believer too. Like that shit was so.
When we good. Ordered, I'm assuming you guys ordered probably more or about the same amount of food when I went. But when I went, we looked at that plate of chicken. We were like, damn, that's a big plate. It was an appetizer. Mm-hmm. But we ate that whole fucking thing. That shit was so fucking good. Oh, man. That was one of the best fried chicken I ever had.
Yeah, I was trying to catch up. Like, I didn't want them to wait for me. You know, the Subway was like a little bit delayed. So I was like, look, just go ahead, order. I'll catch up. So when I got there, there was just appetizers all over the table. And that was the first thing that I tried was the chicken. And Rob kept like nudging me. He's like, hey, I hope you're hungry. Hope you have an appetite, you know? And I'm like, yep, for sure. And man, just one bite of that chicken. I was fucking doing flips, bro. That shit was so good.
So good.
And surprising to see, like, you might not recognize, you know, it being like a, you know, different style of food that you're not used to. You know, you might not know or recognize everything that's on the table. So you kind of have to, you know, make the leap and try things. But everything that I tried was so good. It was really, really good. And the main core stuff, like the steak and the pork that he ordered. I mean, Chris, like incredible, right? Like some of the best stuff that you've ever had in your life. You could almost say.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the pork belly and then that aged steak. Oh, it was amazing.
Was the steak medium?
I didn't hear that gag. I know it was everything was cooked fine. Medium rare. I'm sure they'd have left it on there and burned it if you had, you know, requested some burnt ends or whatever.
Yeah, but it's cool. It's almost like almost hibachi style. They kind of do it there right in front of you. Not on a whole big table, but, you know, they had like a little circular grill and cook giving you samples as he's finishing up, you know. So it was a really nice experience. And then the whole karaoke thing, you know, towards the end. I mean, I can't ever really remember doing it like that. And I'm still waiting for Robert to say, I saw him with his phone up. So I know he was taking some videos. I'm still waiting to see those videos.
Man, nobody listens to me.
Me belting out a tune and shit, so yeah, see, I did take a video, but I didn't post it anywhere, you know. I was being respectful.
It's always a good time there,
dude. When I went I was so hammered, bro. At one point I remember jumping around on those couches that over there. I was just so fucking lit listening to these two fools singing. It was the greatest thing, bro.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely fun. Like it was fun, and I found myself getting more into that than I thought I'd be, you know. So I guess, you know, a little bit of food in your stomach, a little bit of alcohol, you know, you're just open to everything. It was good times. What did you guys get to do on Friday, right? I know Brink came up on Friday evening, correct?
Yep.
It's 45. Yeah, I'm at EE Prime in the city about, man, 2 o'clock. So I've got my Hot Toys display as my world famous Hot Toys display. I have all the Suicide Squad Hot Toys, and I've supplemented that with the DC statues that are 6 scale and in my opinion blend in quite well. The last one that needs Katana, and I know where there is one. It's in Manhattan. There's a GameStop that's got a Think Geek in the basement, as many of you probably know. That's the same company now. Yep. So all GameStop's Think Geeks that I've been in lately have had 50% off clearance good through the 3rd, which I guess would have been Sunday. So I'm like, all right. I had asked Tyler L, who works in the city, a couple times to check. He never could seem to get there. I go there. They have the statue still. It's still on clearance. I asked the guy working, hey, you guys doing the half off clearance? He says, no, we don't participate in national programs because we are an actual Think Geek. So I was a little defeated from that. But walked down to the Nintendo store just because I wanted to see that, see if there's anything for the kids maybe. And yeah, it's cool, but there's nothing there. And then I stood there for a bit, and then Eric met me. And we decided we were going to go check out the Times Square Toys R Us. So we walked all the way down to Times Square, and it's already closed.
Yep.
Oh, there's a sign on the window. Yeah. It says, we've already closed. Come check out other locations. So
yeah, that actually was closed a while ago, and no, I think they had just they reopened moved. Seasonally, no?
No, well, I don't know. Because it had closed like that week. They had just, he was telling me, so there was the big one that was like, I guess it used to be the FEO Schwartz or whatever.
Yeah,
I used to work there, funny story.
Funny, oh yeah, that was like on 47th. Was that where that was?
It's on 50, the original 50, it's 59th Street or 58th Street, the okay. original FAO Schwartz.
Yeah. Well, this one I think was on 42nd and it was gone. So, you know, we went to a couple sneaker spots. We went to Midtown and then we went to Image Anime. I had to get Eric blessed with something there. So nice. He picked up a little something. I picked up something for the boy's birthday real quick there. And then we hopped on the train and came on back, met Brian, went and ate some more barbecue, had a great time at the restaurant.
Dude, fucking, I ate dessert, man. I was done after that.
What did you have? What was the dessert?
Yeah, Brian, what do you think of the barbecue spot, right? Wasn't that spot dope?
Yeah, man, that was a good spot. Interesting barbecue as far as, like, they had some stuff in there that I don't get around here, like lamb shoulder. Stuff like that was pretty cool. The pork belly, I don't see that much around here. It's mostly just pulled pork and brisket and stuff like that, so that was pretty awesome. But I ended up getting some chocolate pie. Like, Chris is there, he's like, I'm getting dessert. I'm like, fine, I'll get
yeah, I've learned Chris is a dessert guy.
Yeah,
I never get dessert, man.
Brian got the chocolate, and coming out, you know, you go to a restaurant, they say chocolate pie, you're thinking it's just this big, you know, like at Applebee's, it's just a foot tall, and it makes no sense. But this was like legit. You could tell it was like they made it. There was like a homemade chocolate, and I had a peanut butter that was right there on it. So we rolled out to the boonies, went and saw Dave and his wife for a bit, and hung out there, and.
Oh, nice.
Yep, dropped E off on the way home, and
I'm sure he appreciated that. Yeah, because he's definitely on the way.
Yeah, it was no trouble at all to drop him off, and then I scooted on back. Me and Brian had some quiet time, and
man, slept like a
baby. Oh shit,
we slept like a ton of bricks. Luckily, that next morning, you know,
it was on top.
Super early.
It was a little spoon.
Well, I had food hangover, and Chris had walked 20 miles that day, so he was done.
Oh, okay. So I was about to say, because Brent gave me fair warning when we roomed at TFCon, like, hey, I snore. And I'm like, it's fine. Don't worry. It doesn't bother me. You know what I'm saying? So you slept through that, huh?
I was out. I was beat from the walking. I don't have that New York walking stamina yet. that's killer. Hey, you know, we talked about Deluxe earlier, man. Shout out to that dude for being able to do it for a week.
Oh yeah,
when we were in the city, that was a lot of walking they did.
I really regret not seeing him when he was here, man.
Yeah, it was hard. You know, just because of the work week and everything, it's just hard to get away sometimes.
Yeah, next time he's up, make sure you get up with him. Him and his wife are both sweethearts.
Yeah, for sure. Will do. It's a nice. That was a good Friday night. I got you got to do a little bit of figure banging at Dave's too, right? He was showing you some of the hot toy stuff.
Well, you know what it was? Chris was just interested in seeing something like, you know, he might potentially want. But it was like, it was Eric who was like, he'd never really seen one. And I didn't even bring out the hot toys. All I did was bring out a sideshow, two sideshow figures. And he was like, wow, I could see why you guys like these. You know, he was.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Chris, since you were able to, like, you got your experience with hot toys, like, what did you think of the sideshow collectible stuff? Is it on par, in your opinion?
Yeah, it's, I mean, I'd say if hot toys is 100, those particular two sideshow pieces are probably like 90. I mean, they're very nice. I mean, Darth Maul was one of them that I was interested in somewhat. Man, if it had a robe, I'd probably be all in. And then what was the other one? The pilot.
Pilot Luke, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice, and it's funny. Back when I was collecting the Star Wars stuff, that was something I kept looking at, and I kept on just debating on pulling the trigger on, and never did. So
Yeah, I'm trying to, I'm being selective with that stuff. You know, some of the sideshow stuff, you can kind of tell it's a little older and it looks a little cheaper. Mm-hmm. Some of the stuff, it's up to par with the Hot Toys, in my opinion, at least. I mean, you know, the heft and the joints might just differ a little bit, but the look, it's there.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there stuff that the sideshow like makes and produces that you can't get with Hot Toys?
Yes, that's exactly it. So like those two figures, for example, Hot Toys hasn't made them yet. That's your only option if you want, you know, that that best representation of that that character for now, because sideshow made it. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
That's Dave, awesome. What's up with your dog, man? Your dog's really cute and friendly, but man, that thing will bark at you for 15 minutes until...
Yeah.
All right, he's tired of me.
Hey, listen, I figured it out, Brian. These Puerto Ricans' dogs don't like white dudes.
Why did Jose's dog do the same?
Yeah, she was going off a little bit.
She's so cute, that dog, man.
She was warming up a little bit to him, like by Sunday morning. But still, she was feisty. She was feisty.
Yeah, I felt kind of bad because they like walked in my house, and I was like, "All right, back to the backyard." Only because my dog was barking so much, I didn't want the kid to wake up. So I was like, "All right, that's my house. Go in the back."
It was a nice night to hang out.
Yeah, it was. It worked out better that way, but it's still. I felt bad. I was like, shit, I basically just told everybody get the fuck in the back, like, you know.
Saturday was pretty eventful with Five Points Festival. Chris and Brian, it was your first time going to that event, and it's only the second annual event. Last year is when they had the first one. I think it was Pier 43. So did you guys think it was worth taking the trip for the event? What did you think about it overall?
I mean, I was, there's two reasons I wanted to go. One, 1000 Toys. You know, I'm super into that brand. I'm into that channel, you know, and they've got so much different stuff, and it is different. You know, it's not what you run of the mill stuff. You know, it's characters that you either don't know about or it isn't a character. It's just a cool toy. You know, they got me hooked with the synthetic humans, and I bought the collared ones, and I bought the Blom stuff, and I've got all the Knights of the Slice now, and this new synths, I've got those, and they made these cool little, they're almost Transformers called Robox. I got those, and I just love everything they do. And the other reason I wanted to go is from an artistic standpoint. I wanted to see if what I do with Crashbox would fit into that world at all. And I think it definitely would after being there and seeing, you know, the toys, customs, the artists, you know, I just really think there's a space for what I do there from artistic point of view. Does that make sense?
Okay.
And honestly, like, you know, there was three or four just toy vendors there.
Yeah.
Selling like freaking Walmart Transformers. And, you know, there was a comic store there. And part of that to me was kind of like, why, from what I've seen, you have to like register to be a vendor. They don't just hand out spaces. They have to kind of vet you.
Approve you, yeah,
yeah, exactly. You know, it's funny because we were standing in line, and Brian and I were talking about that with a guy we met in line, and you know, we were saying, I guess it's to keep out people selling tube socks and you know, banana boxes full of garbage that they imported, and then there's people there selling, you know, Marvel Legends and Black Series, which is fine, you know, we're into that, but like. It wasn't the vibe I was looking for with that. But there was just so much cool shit there, man. And we didn't spend a ton of time. We only spent like what, maybe 2 hours there.
Yeah, a little bit over.
I probably could have spent another at least 2 hours there, just digging, you know, looking at stuff and talking to people. I really enjoy the conversations I had with the people that I did get a chance to talk to. It was just so busy. It was hard to get people's attention for long. I know, Brian, you bought a really interesting piece from that. Was it Nesting?
Oh yeah, I don't have it here with me, but there's a guy there selling. It was stuff he made himself, and he was local there. He was there in Brooklyn, so it was like kind of like Brooklyn art. And what it was these, I don't know if he casted them or whatever.
They were 3D printed, is what he said.
They were 3D printed.
Loch Nesters.
So basically, he had these statues of dogs, and he had them like, one was made up of three pieces, and they're like a puzzle, and they all kind of fit together. And he had some that were made up of larger sizes and things. And this is something I wanted to get for my mom. So I was like, maybe the middle tier. And I was like, you know what? Let me go with the small one. You know, I don't want to be frustrated putting this thing together. but it kind of resembled a dog that she had previously that left us in February. But yeah, man, it was pretty cool. And just the artistic part of it was really, really something. You know, this guy's making this stuff locally. When I travel to different places, like I like to drink beer that's brewed in that locality,
right?
You know what I mean, kind okay. of thing. So, so that was kind of happy to do that. I did spend some money at Thousand Toys, but I definitely wanted to buy something from someone that was there from the area for sure.
Yeah, and I actually was able to get a picture like while you guys were conversing with him and posted it on Instagram, and he actually responded. I was able to tag him. He responded saying, you know, it was cool chatting it up with you guys and stuff. So it's cool. It is a nice way to, you know, make connections. I was able to connect with some creators of a comic book. You know, I wasn't really intending on buying anything, but after hearing, you know, the concept of what their book was about, they pretty much sold me, and I picked up everything that they had available on the table. You know, let me take some pictures, and gave me some autographs, and even one of the creators was working on a sketch, and he hooked me up with the sketch that he was working on. So and that's just one experience. There's just so many other people there, artistic, who showing their wares, and it's not something that you see every day. You have to almost go to a convention like that to experience all that stuff,
you know. And Jose, that table, that guys that made that comic series, like there was a, was it FYE was there, I think. Mm-hmm. Well, as I'm up there talking to them, the CEO of FYE walks up to them. It's like, hey, you know, we really like what you do here and blah, blah, blah. And was getting ready to make a deal with them to carry their books in their store or something like that.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I was like, whoa.
That's incredible. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I was, as an artist, and I call myself that loosely, obviously, but I was very inspired in that and being in that space. And that's, you know, it's everything from, you know, the people doing the custom prints there with the printing presses to the custom painted vinyls to, you know, meeting, say, that guy with the cell phone. That was just cool, that guy, you know. And then going outside and they've got, you know, the people doing the street art live, and that was just, I don't know, it's just such a cool scene. It just put me in a good headspace. I immediately came home Friday and just started building shit. I just, like, that's all I want to do. I want to go to the shop and just start fucking tearing shit apart. And my mind is just like, it's like, yeah, it's like in Beautiful Mind, man. There's just fucking numbers and shit flying all over the place.
That's incredible. Like when you could go somewhere like that, and then you find inspiration, you know, from it and from others, you know.
Absolutely.
Speaking of finding inspiration, not only did Chris get inspiration at the show, but while we were walking around,
oh yeah,
Williamsburg, he's like, Frank, stand next to this. I need something for scale. He's taking pictures of like the side of buildings, like just the natural, you know, erosion of the facade and things like that.
I mean, Urban Decay is a lot of what I do, is what I call it. You know, it's a makeup brand, but Urban Decay is really what I like doing, you know, the worn down buildings. And there's nothing more inspiring than being in New York City and being able to see all the street art and the way the bricks are made. And like, there was that one building where it was just this crazy ass brick pattern. So it was like five staggered, and then one on the side, and then another one sunk in a brick's worth, half a brick's worth. And then the same thing repeated, just fucking bananas. And I'm just like taking pictures left and right, and this, that, and the other. And I don't know, I love being in New York City and being able to take pictures of all that stuff, because it's just so inspiring to me that, you know, these projects I do for people, I just want to make them as interesting as possible, and all these little nuances that I can pick up. And so the way that paint was done, I can replicate that on my project, so it looks more like, you know, something you'd actually see in the city. It's just, I don't know, I just get excited talking about it, if you can't tell.
And Chris, yeah, I mean, it's a pretty unique experience, because what you're trying to capture, typically you wouldn't want to be caught walking around in a place that would typically have the kind of decor, you know. And obviously this is a safe area and things like that. And of course, you go into the main city, you pretty much just find stuff that's more modernized, I would think, now, and things like that. So it's kind of hard to come by that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, being in Brooklyn, and I was in Long Island City last time I came up, and there's a lot of opportunities there for photography, so I took a lot there. But yeah, man, it's it was a great trip. I had a great time. Toyship was phenomenal.
Yeah, that was awesome. It was awesome. And I'm glad that your trip actually got to be extended by a little bit, because I wasn't expecting to stay. You were originally planning on going home after the toy show, but you were able to stay a little bit longer to attend the Ring of Honor event at the Hammerstein Ballroom. Like, what do you think of that?
Yeah, so I hadn't seen a Ring of Honor. Last time I saw a Ring of Honor show was probably 2007 at the Cleveland National Guard Armory right down the street from where the Indians play. A main event was Brian Danielson, who's Daniel Bryan now, and Nigel McGuinness, who is now a commentator for NXT. But that was a phenomenal show. But to see just to see that company, where they've gone in 10 years from, you know, like, oh, cool, they have a TV and they have a light system, to goddamn, this is fucking WWE production level now.
Yeah,
it's impressive, man. And you know, the wrestling scene, obviously, as being part of it years ago, has changed quite a bit, but it is, it's very good to see indie wrestling in that kind of space. And you barely want to call Ring of Honor an indie show at this point, because they sign guys to contracts and they pay guys on contracts.
Exactly.
So it was a blast. And thank you, Jose, for your hospitality, letting me into your home and sleeping on your wonderful new sectional.
No problem.
No hesitations going forward, guys. If anyone needs to stay with Jose, the sectional is grand.
There you go. Jasenia was very happy to, when you, on Sunday morning, you told her it was Pinkerton approved.
Yeah. Of course, we have to mention, shout out to the stinky cab driver on the way there.
Oh, my
God. You know what's funny, man? The car was cool. I don't know if, like, he just swapped out for some. That guy was pouring sweat, but the air conditioner was on full blast. So I don't know what was going on when he picked us up. That was a trip.
Hashtag stinky Uber driver. Exactly. That was funny. Yeah, that was a good time. It had been a while since I had been to the Hammerstein Ballroom, and it had been a while since I had been to a Ring of Honor show as well. Like, I've been doing indie wrestling out here, but it's been for House of Glory, and they usually mainly have their shows out in Queens. I actually think they have a show this weekend on Saturday, so I know Jess wanted to do something in the city, but I'm hoping we could do it early and I could go to that show in the evening time. So we'll see what happens there. But it was nice, man, and I'm glad, you know, for the couple of times that you've been coming up to the city, like, I was able to spend time with you, you know, first time in Times Square I was hanging out with you, and then this is your first time at the Hammerstein Ballroom, you know, which is a building that's got a ton of wrestling history.
Absolutely does. Yeah,
you know, and with both of us with our backgrounds in the business, you know, trained and being wrestlers ourselves, you know, like, it's just awesome to be able to experience that with somebody that's into it as much as we are, you know.
Yeah,
that was cool. It's good stuff.
It was good stuff. Thanks again for
tag team partners.
Hey, it was tag team. Jose could have jumped off my shoulders and done a 450 splash, and
yep.
done the leg drop behind him.
So pretty eventful weekend. It was awesome, you know. And I, you know, Sunday, I know you had your trek back home, and hopefully you were able to relax for the rest of that day. You know,
yeah, it was a good drive home. You know, it rained a little bit that morning. Parking in a crazy parking lot. You know, got out of there just fine. And traffic was backed up on the getting to the turnpike. I did have something interesting happen on the way from, like, your place to the Jersey Turnpike. I don't know if there was some sort of, like, import car show, or maybe they just do this on Sundays. But as I'm sitting there in traffic there, I promise you, two dozen, like, high-end import cars, including Lamborghinis and Ferraris with custom paint job, were just zipping down the road, in and out of traffic. So I at least had some cool stuff to look at while I was sitting there.
Nice.
Try not to get my mirrors ripped off.
Nice. Well, definitely looking forward. You know, definitely let us know when you're coming back to the city so we could kind of make things like this happen, you know, again.
Absolutely. And you city mice get together more often. You don't have to have country mouse there.
Of course, yeah. Well, actually, Dave and I were talking about hooking up for, like, a double date, like, within the next few weeks. Like, I know you had a busy May and stuff. How's your June schedule looking, Dave? Is it looking better?
Well, out of one eye, it's looking okay. Out the other, it's not. But
you got to keep both eyes open.
As soon as that's all good, we can work it out.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, I'm open to having you guys over too towards the end of the summer. You know, again, so hopefully we can get, you know, you and me. Of course, we can do the dinner, but, you know, you guys listening, you guys watching, you know, come through.
Mm-hmm. All right, I think that'll wrap up our discussion tonight. I think this is really fun. You know, thank you guys once again for hanging out. Let's just run it down, get some quick where you at, and we'll call it a night. Brian Brink, once again, I'll start with you.
All right. Well, I am on Instagram at Brinkalizer, and I take a picture every once in a while. I'm mainly there just hearting other people's photos. And also, I participate in a collector group called the Realm of Collectors.
Realm?
That's right. So I'm in that group quite a bit, Brian Brink, and Facebook, and a few other groups appropriate to the culture as well.
All right. Thanks for hanging, brother. All right. Chris Pinkerton, if you're nasty.
PNKR10 on Instagram, where I hardly ever post anything. I mainly just get tagged by my homeboys here. Mostly you can find me on Crashbox Customs, on your social media, all your diorama display needs, and Mezco stuff. So, and I'm in the realm also. Realm. Send your realms in. You fucks that are in here tonight didn't send me your realm.
Hey, I sent you my.
Record it now.
Yeah, record it and send it to me. Yeah.
What are we supposed to do?
Oh, you're supposed to pay attention to the Facebook group.
Oh.
No, just record yourself on your phone just saying realm.
Okay.
And chris.pinkerton@gmail.com. That's with a K because that's what my mama named me. So. See, I got in my shit anyway.
That's right. That's right.
Thanks again for the opportunity to talk tonight, guys.
No problem, man. Whatever. Thank you for being here.
Oh, Shane Helms is going to be in Ring of Honor real quick. I thought I'd tell you that.
Oh, hey. Sorry. Autograph session.
There nice. You go.
All right. Energon Addict.
Yo, Energon Addict on Instagram. Find me on Facebook under the alias David Cologne. That's, you know, that's who my parents named me too. And
hey, get your own shit.
Hey, I just wanted to put you busy. And, and you know, every Tuesday I'm breaking the mold with you. That's about it.
Thanks for hanging. All right. The original meat bag, JD.
Thanks for having me, for one. I didn't say much. But yeah, you can find me, JD Brocious, in the Facebook groups. Pigment Surgery on Instagram and Xbox Live. And I also do a little show. I'm part of a little group, the Realm of Collectors, part of the Cool Table Network.
What's that show you're a part of?
Breaking the Mold.
Yo, JD, you didn't say much, but, you know, your face was there, and that's all that matters.
Exactly.
Too bad this isn't audio.
It's too bad. Yay! Exactly. I was about
no,
to
I
say
know for
too.
Me. I mean, fuck the, I mean, not the audio business, but for me.
Tell them how you really feel, Dave. Tell them how you really feel.
I'm just...
JD, just verbally challenged, that's all.
Yes, I am verbally challenged.
Oh, nice. I like that, Brian. See, good.
See, for the people that are listening and want to see all those good looks that Dave was just talking about, you have to tune into Breaking the Mold every single Tuesday night, all
right? That's right.
Tune it.
You got to see all this sexy.
You got to see it all. All right, guys. And once again, thank you all for being on. You guys have an open invite to be on every single episode. So once again, thanks for hanging, and we'll be back with you guys real soon. Peace. Cool.
Bye.
Cool. Thanks. Bye, dudes.
All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed that recap of Chris's trip to New York City. We had a great, great time at Five Points Fest, and it was awesome to have that little bit of extra time at Ring of Honor Wrestling. Great, great production values, great wrestling, and a great show overall. Chris, thanks for hanging out, and can't wait to do it again real, real soon. All right, guys, before we head out, some quick shout-outs. Remember to check out realmofcollectors.com. We're on Facebook as a group, Realm of Collectors, and we're on Instagram at Realm of Collectors. Pull up a chair to the Cool Table. It's a hub for like-minded podcasts, including Enter the Realm and Breaking the Mold, Mondays and Tuesdays, respectively, on the Realm of Collectors YouTube channel. The only show to watch on Saturday nights, Plastic Fanatics, the late-night aftercast on Victory Saber 77's YouTube channel. Those three shows are also available in audio format on iTunes and Google Play. The rest of the shows on the Cool Table are Shattercast Uncut, Nerd Rage Radio, Toy Detox, Stasis Lock, Building Up to It, and Fresh Communication. You can find the Cool Table on Facebook, along with links to all these other great podcasts. All right, that's it, guys. That's the episode. Thank you for the download. Thank you for listening. I really, really appreciate it. We'll be back soon, real, real soon, with the next episode, all right? So take care. Stay safe and peace out.